So yesterday we learned that it's possible for something, this first was the etrog, to have a din of a yerek in terms of which event triggers our definition of the year that defines it, legavi maaser, so that the yeser could go basur lekita, but that the year that the maaser is measured by is nonetheless the year that's defined for ilonos, which is to bishrat. That there's no contradiction between the event that's mechayev and the year which we're counting by. That was the final way we understood Rabba Bar Avunah's Maamar. And today we're holding then on Daf Tet Vav, and we're up to, it's sort of a little strange because it's a question that relates to the wording of the Sugya that we were reading yesterday. Because in the example that we brought about how to figure the year of the Chiyuv, of the Etrog, it's very strange because normally in all the cases that we brought up until now, when we wanted to discuss the difference between a year, we spoke about something that was a year two or a year three. In other words, if it was a year two, it would be a Maaser Sheni year, and if it was a year three, it would be a Maaser Ani year. That was the standard example. And the question was whether the Chanata was in the second year, the Chanata was the third year, whether we go Basul Akita, the third year, and so on and so forth. Here, for some strange reason, for the first time, we change the example out of nowhere to be talking about the difference between the third year and the fourth year. There's got to be a reason for that. It's so not standard to go push it off yet another year, so the shlish is, which is the rare thing, that should be chayav ma'aser ani, and then the revias goes back to being chayav ma'aser sheni. Why did we do that? So this is an aside that the Gemara is asking. It really has absolutely nothing to do with the sugya. Sugya is irrelevant to us, which year. But why choose those examples? Says the Gemara, Maishna Hacha. So why is it, asks the Gemara, in the seventh line down from the top, Taf Tazim? Maishna Hacha Diktani Im Haitashe Lishit Nechveset L'Revi'it. Why choose that example of a third year versus a fourth year determining the Maiser Alpi the Chanata, Alpi the Lakita? Says the Gemara, it's certainly not a coincidence. Milta Agav Urche Kamash, it's coming to tell me just a very important piece of information, Agav, which has nothing to do with the Sugi, really. That the fact is that that's the way it's going to be. You're not going to find many Esregim earlier than that. Why? Because an Etrog, Kashele Yada, the Etrog tree is a very sensitive tree. It does not like to be played with. Doesn't even find a lot of plants like that. You touch the plants, touch the leaves, they wither up. The Etrog is a sensitive tree. And during Shemitah, people are walking around in the fields as if it's their own. Everybody that comes by is looking at the tree, pulling on the fruit, so on. And the tree gets sick from it. So because of that, it does not bear new Etrogim for the next few years. It's weakened. And therefore, Kashle Yada, Mishmush Yadayim. We have a concept of Mishmush Yadayim on the actual fruit of the Etrog, which of course is something else. There it's a question of the fruit being, the skin being weakened by the touching. And as we know, the areas where people touch a sorghum, they turn brown. That's why they ask you, the sorghum sellers ask you, don't handle it. Look at the esrog, don't handle it. Because as you press it, you wreck it. But here we're talking about the tree itself. The tree itself is also very sensitive. And therefore, I did a mashmashay, bulik kule amav the shvias. Since everybody's walking around the shvias, and people, they walk into a store, they like to pick up the merchandise over here. Shvias is hefker for everybody, they like to look at the merchandise. Because of that, they hurt the tree. And therefore, lotain peri atlashni, it takes it 3 years to get back into its normal strength. So what are we going to talk about in Esrog? In the second year, going into the third year to define whether it's a din in Maaser Ani, in Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani, in that area, there won't be a Esrogim anyway. What are we talking about? Therefore, we choose Shlishis to Revias, because that's when there will be a Esrogim. So we go from Maaser Ani into Maaser Sheni rather than what we would normally done. My dear President, I think it is time for a Micha'a. Mela once, twice, I understand. But 15 shekel cups of teas are absolute, whatever, 10 shekel, I don't know, but 5 shekel cups of teas are outrageous. Seriously, what kind of a cup of tea, a cup of what?
Another 2 days.
I don't know. Maybe I'll just buy a hot water kettle. It costs 50 shekel nowadays. We'll put a hot water kettle right there. And get it, then we won't have this Nisayan.
Another 2 days.
Get some coffee, some creamer.
Okay, never mind. We won't have it. That's what I was always afraid of.
And biscuits.
Of course. I can see it. I'm another one of these old men centers. Maybe we should put in a mikveh. How's it, boys? I'll tell you, halacha l'maaseh, my grandfather's atzal, in the Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, so they built a beautiful new campus. They have there one of the most beautiful campuses. So they had a gevir who offered to build a beautiful mikveh for them, for free. And my grandfather absolutely refused. It's got to be one of these Hasidic places. People hang around the mikveh with the coffees and this. No way, and it came for free. Wouldn't have a mikveh. Okay, so I have a mistake in this Indian. Maybe it's better not to get it. All right, back we go. So getting back now to the sugya. We already defined the time of the year, even our liba, the shita that we go Bosar Chanvata, that the year is defined by Tu B'Shvat anyway. Okay, outside of our sugya, Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yanai this question and expanded from it. As we saw yesterday, we mentioned yesterday. So he asked, Etro, Rosh Hashanah Shelo Eimata. What's the din if we're going to be following the Lakita? But following the Lakita for which year? Omar Leis, Rabbi Yanai told him, Shvat. So he asked a very fascinating question, which does us wonders why all of a sudden we're asking this question now. Why didn't we ask this question on all of the agricultural shiurim in the Mishnah? Okay, but in any event, we ask the Kasha now. When you say Shvat, what do you mean? Do you mean the month of Shvat as it's defined in the Jewish calendar? Or do you mean the month of Shvat as it's defined by the Tkufa? In other words, we know that there is the Tkufa Teves, is the winter Tkufa, which is not precisely parallel to the month of Teves, obviously, because the solar year and the lunar year very often get quite a bit out of sync. So if that's the case, Shvat of the solar year Shvat, let's say we take the names of our months, we put them into the solar year. So basically the way to look at Shvat is that it's the second month of the winter season. That's how it's meant to, on an average, or in the mean anyway, to be, correct? So maybe that's when we say Tu B'Shvat, what we mean is Tu B'Shvat is the 15th day of the second month of the winter, which means that we're basically finished almost with our winter. That's what I was talking about. Now, obviously, we were rambuzz into this earlier about Rov Tkufa Mivachut, right? Afa Pisha Rov Tkufa, and now we could see why that was such an important thing to mention earlier. Like this, it just seemed like, wait a minute, throw in every possible factor, Afa Pisha Rov Tkufa Mivachut. Now, all of a sudden, we recognize, you know, something that's an important point. So when we talk about the rainfall, and that was, after all, that was our svara, wasn't it? I mean, we said, the reason, where do we come up with the Tu B'Shvat anyway? So we said, that because rove of the Gishomim are already in the tree, and it's derived most of its nourishment. Okay, I mean, but that is a solar phenomenon. That's not really a lunar phenomenon. So to count that with the lunar months, or do we indeed, do we mean Shvat in the sense of a borrowed term, second month of winter? Omar Lei, it means Shvat of Chadosh, even though you'll say, but that doesn't really make sense, because Shvat of Chadosh is really irrelevant to the rainfall. So Tosha says, Enochinami, that's true. However, first of all, Klal Yisrael counts to live on it. We're not going to be Koveya Ashir that is defined by the solar year. Besides which, as Tosis points out, we do find that the Pasuk talks about Gerash Yirachim. Gerash Yirachim means, as Rashi says, those fruit which the Yareach is completes is Begarash Menachar. So that it's something that is completed by the full light of the moon. So there is an impact of the moon on the growing pattern of Peretz, just as we find the impact of the moon on human cycles as well. So if it applies to mammals, it will apply also to vegetation. But it's sensitive to the light of the moon. Mamela, if you're going to choose which one to be samech, we choose a mean. And in a chinami, we can therefore allow ourselves to look at the Shvat of Chadosh. Boy mine rova mirenach. So how about, but there's a more dramatic question. The more dramatic question is, what about if it's a leap year? Aitasha namu uberet mao. So then there's two ways of looking at Shvat. I mean, you can have the Shvat which is basically the Shvat that comes after Tevet, or Shvat would be the month before Adar, which would mean in this case Adar Rishon should be the equivalent of Shvat, because over here already it really makes sense. We put it an extra month. No, nafkamina, what name you call the month, but obviously that month, that extra month is there because that's how long it's taking us now to catch up to the summertime. Otherwise, why would we put the month there? So why should we go in that case, Basa, the Shvat that comes after Tevet? Let's go according to the Shvat that's more now in line with the summertime, because after all, we're looking for the Shvat that's closer to the end of the winter. No? That's what I want to know. Omale halach acharov shanim. Since we already defined that we're not trying to link this directly to solar phenomena, therefore, Shvat means Shvat. And even though this year, the time that is Shvat, we're calling Adar Rishon, but look, if you take a look at the 19-year Machzor, the way in which we work out the calendar that it should catch up and be in sync over a period of 19 years, you'll see that you've got 12 years that are regular years and only 7 years that are leap years. If you go according to the Rov HaShanim, the overwhelming majority of years are not leap years. And therefore, it makes sense with Koveya Ashir, with Koveya Aliba, the Rov HaShanim, because again, we're looking for a mean. We're not looking for a direct match to parallel the solar year. Omar Rab, getting back now to our sugya of the etrog, the rabbi points out like this. An etrog, so we, so far we know of two shitas, right? We know of the shita of Avtumas and the Shazakanim and in the Machlokas, what we call Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, the Machlokas we had before. Whether it's Shava le'ilan, b'shalash drachim, v'le'yarek b'derech echad, which is that we would go according to the Lakita, only when it comes to Maaser, but when it comes to Shvias, we would follow the din of the Chanot. And then we have the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. And nah, there's no such thing. And an esrog is a fruit, and that's all. And we go according to the Chanot for all things. Now, assuming that that's the case, that we would go according to the Chanot, let's take a look and try to understand this mimer of Rab. Omar Rab. Etrog bat shishit shenichnesa l'shvi'i turam en maaser. You have now a sixth-year etrog, meaning the Chanata was in the sixth year. So what should it be chayev? It should be chayev in maaser. And it should be potter from Shvias, correct? Okay. What's the din? Lamaisa says Rava. Lamaisa's potter min amas. That's weird. Because then another. So if he's saying that you go Bosser Lakita and he's following the Shita before of Lakita for Meiser, so in Okiyami, this makes sense. Tosus points out the discussion that we're about to have is making the assumption that he doesn't follow that Shita. He's not being machalic between the two, and that he's assuming that Esther is Shavala Ila for everything. So therefore, it's weird that we should say that it should be Pturim and Amaser if I pick it now in the Shvias, because we're not going according to the Lakita, that's for sure. Upturam in Abiur, it's Potter from Biur, which means that it doesn't have the dinim of Shvita. Okay, that's fine, because it certainly went past the Chanota. Chanota was Shishis, and it's Potter from Shvias. But if that's the case, why is it Potter from Mais? But Shviich in Ichnesala Shvita, on the other hand, an Etrog whose Chanata was in the seventh year and is now picked in the eighth year, is Potter b'maaser, but Chayevet b'maaser. Okay, so it's part of a maaser, despite the fact that it was picked in the eighth year. Part of a maaser, and it's chayev in biur. Okay, that makes sense. It's chayev in biur for going according to the chanata. The chanata was during shvias, so shvias means it's a shvita eser. But if that's the case, why exactly is it Patur Maaser? I mean, you said before we're currently that we're going Basar Lakita. You said Turim and Maaser there. Omalei Abaya, look, I understand what you're saying, Rab, at least in a Seifa. In Bishlam, a Seifa, basically you're going Lachum. Because even though, I mean, as Tosis points out, what do you mean, basically you're going Lachum? I mean, it's a Kula in terms of a Maaser. I can say basically you're going Lachum. But the bottom line is like this. You're going Lachum vis-a-vis the Din of Shemitah, right? And you're saying, since the Chanot was in Shmias, so now this is Mamish a Shmias Esra. Once that's true, so then it means that it was Hefker, because anybody could take it. So if it's Hefker, it's Potter from Isaac. Forget about the question of whether you go Basar Lakita. I go Basar Lakita. Kita, who cares? But this is the Lakita of a Hefker fruit. It's irrelevant what year I'm picking it in, because anything that's Hefker, whatever year I pick it in, would be Pata from Meiser. And since you're telling me it's 100% a Shvius Esrich, so everybody has a right to pick it. So what's an Afkamino, whether I'm following Lakita or Chanota for the Meiser? So essentially, you're telling me that the Chumra of Shemitah defines the fact that it's truly Hefker, and fine, everything is good. But I don't understand the ratio. The ratio, you're telling me it's Pturim and Abiyur. So what are you saying, Pturim and Abiyur, in other words? That it's Amai, that means it's Yobasach Hanot. You're telling me since it grew in the sixth year, can rely on that 100%. No problem of Shemitah. No. If there's no problem of Shemitah, so why is it that it's Chayev, you told me Pater Meiser, why is it Pater Meiser? Yachit Chayev and Meiser. Why wouldn't it be Chayev and Meiser? And again, this does point out, what's the problem? If you're going Basach Hanot, for Shvias, but you'd still be going Basar Lakita if you hold the Rabban Gamliel Shita. In Basar Lakita, we would say that it would be Shvias Esreg vis-a-vis Meiser. There's no Chiyav of Shvias and of Meiser in the Shvias here. So clearly, Sestosis, the question over here is, we're assuming that Rabba was following the Shita that it shoveled Ilan Lecholdov. So therefore, it seems to me you're being inconsistent, says Abayat the Rab. Omale, says Rabba back to him. Can we please ignore the din and look at the reality? What's the reality? The reality is that Yad Hakol Mamash Mashinba. How exactly? See, it's not Shvius. No, good. Very good. Chanota was before. It's not Chayim and Shvius. But explain to me, is this year Shvius? The year that it's growing? Are the gates open? Are people walking in and out? So what did you do? Did you put a Shamer in front of your Esser tree? You didn't rent a Shamer, hire a Shamer for your Esser tree. So since you had to be Mafkir, your property, to allow people to come in to take other things. So the bottom line is Yad Hakol Mamash Mashinba. Lamaisa, everybody who walks in, oh, look at the pretty Esser. You know, I'm going to be picking up the Esser. You said there are a bunch of no good nicks, but I mean, that's the reality, no? So that's the reality. The reality is that it boils down to the question of whether this for all intents and purposes is Hefker. Because you're not stopping anybody from taking it. So in other words, it boils down to, you know, what kind of case? Sort of the element of Aveda Midat. Or maybe Avuda L'chol Olam Kulay. Right? So if somebody gives up on taking care of his property, the mice, it's basically Hefker, no? So I'm not saying that as a din of Shemitah. I'm saying the reality is it's Hefker. What am I taking off Meiser from Hefker parents?
You would be a little guard.
You would be allowed to guard Enochinami, as Rit points out. If Lamaisa, you did post the guard, say Enochinami, according to this, you would be fine. You're just saying, this is the reality. But in a case where you, let's say you had a field that's Kulo Yisrael, like we have nowadays, so Enochinami, so it should be fine. Rav Nunama, Rav Nunama says, listen, I agree with your essential definitions over here, but one part I disagree with is the part that Abaya had trouble with. I say that Abad Shishita, none of the Esrei that was Nechmata in the sixth year, which was Nechneset L'Shvius, I say it's Li'aylam Shish. It's given the din of a Shishis entirely across the board. And in fact, you're Chayev and Maisroni on it. Maisr Sheni and Maisroni. Abad Shvius. And if this is L'Shminis, that's Li'aylam Shvius. And your part of that, I agree with you. But I disagree with you about this piece. Right, now we're going to see what exactly the issue is that I disagree with. The way Rashi binds it. Fascinating thing, because this is the Gemara that comes closest to dealing with the issue of intellectual property rights, believe it or not. Why? Because the question is like this. Assuming that there are elements of property rights, what is the halacha of a property right that's not guardable? What is the halacha of a property right that is not guardable? You write a program. You have no way of protecting this program against hackers. Bottom line is, you write this program, within a month it's all over the net, anybody can download this program without paying you a fee. So basically, this is what's happening over here. A guy owns an Esser. It's not worth it for him. Which, I mean, you're telling me he can't protect it? Sure, he can protect it. You pay $1 million, he can have some type of mad protection where he chases everybody that downloads the program and sue them. And if he was willing to pay $500 million a year to protect his $20 program, so he could protect it. No? But Lamaise, it's not worth it for him. It's exactly this Gemara. He could protect his Esser because he's going to hire a guy to protect his Esser tree. So forget it. So it comes out that the Machlokas over here, Gufa, between Rav Nuna and Rabba, is the question as to whether something that you've chosen not to protect because it's simply too expensive, does that have a din of hefker, which would therefore mean that it's potter and meister, or for all intents and purposes, is it that all these gazlanim, are going to potter from meister? Says Rav Hamnuna. So the fact that there's a lot of gazlanim in the world, that's not the same thing as hefker. Very interesting, my likeness. The way Rashi puts it, the din of hefker that potters from meister is hefker and demal. The Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's hefker. If that's the case, okay, so then there's no bias. But over here, what is this similar to? It's similar to an Aveda. Maybe you're not chayiv in Hashavas Aveda. That's the way the Achronim explain. Maybe you're not chayiv in Hashavas Aveda because it's Aveda Midas. So the guy gives up on protecting him. That doesn't mean you can take it, does it? The guy doesn't, if it's an Aveda Midas, saying, look, I can't afford to protect it from all of these gazlanim. It sure would be nice if this were an honest world. So then all of these people basically would be like gazlanim. So why would it be better of a munisfar? So why would it be we consider it to be hefker vis-a-vis meiser? No, that's a question. Whether Yush has a din of hefker, mamish, or it's just a ptur and hashav. But it's something that's a ptur and hashav, it doesn't mean that necessarily you could take it. Of course, this already raises the difference between a non-Jew and a Jew in terms of intellectual property. Because the din of non-hashavas aveda for a non-Jew is that mevelef, there's no kiva hashavas aveda, you could take it. Now that's a mitzvah. We're talking about that.
Talk about Microsoft.
I know that guy.
Well, I mean,
it's an employee.
It seems odd.
Everybody's just employed.
But the idea that it would be mafia from the fear of a miser, right?
Okay, we'll talk about it afterwards. It's amazing. It's fascinating. You never know what you run into in a Gemara. You know, you wake up in the morning thinking you're going to be discussing whether the Ezra is Basach Hanata, and you end up ripping off Microsoft.
We did that.
That's why they say that the boys who go to Cheder, so they already know how to rip off early. Nichnas ben armumius. Baruch atah. Alrighty. So you should know our dear friends in Johannesburg, despite the fact it's major vacation time there. This is basically summer vacation. Minyan is still going strong. Daf is still going strong. Time for us to take a field trip. And join them for
it's
a
not couple.
Huh? Yeah, don't you think? It's better than your mountain climbing.
Meet in the middle.
All right, I don't think you'd want to meet in the middle.
Indian Ocean?
Not pleasant people. Okay, back. So, Mesa asks the Gemara both on Rabbi Nuna's approach and on Rabbi's approach. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda omer mishum Rabbi Shimon. Etrog bat shishit shenichneset l'shvi'it p'turah min ha'maaser u'p'turah min ha'bi'ur. So first of all, okay, that's very nice like Rabba. It's not a problem to Rabba, it's a problem to Rabba Nuna. He says it's chayav and meiser. The first part is a problem, indeed, if you hold that it's considered to be chayav and meiser. She'in lecha davar shechayav b'maaser, ela inken gadal b'chiyur v'nilkap b'chiyur. You can't be chayav and meiser over here, unless both the chanata was b'chiyav and the lakita was b'chiyav. In other words, once already, we're talking about an esrog over here, once already you're telling me that it was something that was gadal b'chiyur, that it was a baser lakita for certain things, and we give it certain halachas.
So it wasn't all the
baser. So it has to be both. He's looking at it, we go baser both, right? And he's basically relying on the fact of the yadakom and mashbashim, but to create a new category of halachas. And furthermore, you bat shviit shnichneset l'shminit is potter min amaser and from biur shein lecha. You can't be chayav in biur unless not only there was a gidol b'shvius, but also there was a lakita b'shvius, and over here there wasn't, so you would be potter mina biur, which already that's not true according to anybody. That's not true. Neither Rabbi held to that, nor Rabbi Nuna held to that. All of a sudden, you're telling me that Lakita defines the din of Shemitah? I thought Lagabe Shemitah for sure. We go Batzer Chanota. The only question was whether we go Batzer Chanota even for Meiser. Who ever heard of such a thing? An esrog that grows during Shemitah should be potter from Bihor. Where does such a thing come from? So this now seems to be a kasha on both of them. The reisha, okay, the reisha is only kasha of Rav Nuna, because Rav Nuna held that the fact that people would be touching the esrogs and so on is not enough to potter. That's just gezel b'alma. Okay, Rabba agreed that yada koma mashpushim bar is a good reason to potter. But the seifa, kasha bein la Rabba bein Rav Nuna doesn't agree with either of them. Because it's saying that even when it comes to Shemitah, we follow the Shita of that we go Boser Lakita. Says the Gemara, you're right. This is a big problem, but this represents a third Shita. Tanoi. The Tanya Omer of Yos, Avtul Moseid Mishum Chamisha Zekeni, Etrog Achar Lakitato Lamaaser. Okay. That means that Avtul Mos is telling us, Lechara, exactly what we learned before Rabbi Gamliel. There's a unique din when it comes to a Esra, that for Meiser purposes we look at it as Lakita, as if it's a vegetable. V'rabotenu nimnu be'usha. However, in Usha, they took a vote and they defined the Amru. Wow. So here is a new shita. We have three shitas. We have the shita of Rabbi Gamliel in this case and the Chamisha Zekenim, because this is what Avtumas was made. That there's a unique halacha when it comes to, we'll see in a moment that he meant it unique, even though he was only talking about Meiser. That tomorrow we'll clarify in a minute. So we have the Avtumas Chamisha Zekenim, Rabbi Gamliel shita on the one hand, that when it comes to Shvias, albeit the Chanota defines even an etrog, but when it comes to Maaser, Lakita defines the etrog. Then we have the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer that we said that an etrog is a fruit like anything else. There's no difference when it comes to Maaser, it comes to Shvita. But here we have the Rabotenu that were Nimnu, and they said there's two ways that an etrog is similar to a Yerek. Bein la Maaser, Bein la Shvit. Shvit? Who is it? What do you mean? Who was talking about Shvit that they have to talk about Shvit? All that Rabbi of Thomas was quoting was the din Lagabi Maaser. So man doch Hashmei. Who's talking about Shvit that the Rabbanon have to respond what the din is of Shvit? No, Chisurin Maaser. Clearly, we were missing a little piece of the action of the Yevachiton. That Reb Omer, Reb Yosi, Avtuma Seid Mishum Chamisha Zekenim, that Etrog Achar Likitato Lamaaser, but Achar Chanata Leshviit, V'Rabotenu Nimnu Ba'usha Ve'Gomru, Etrog Achar Likita, Bein Lamaaser, Bein Leshviit. That's the correct Girsa. And now we know that we have basically three different Shitas. When it comes, I want you to know there are Rishonim that disagree with this, the way that I just explained it. But Rashi and Tosfos both agree that that's how the Gemara is coming out now. Three shitas in the way we view an etrog. Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Armei Tarvayu, etrog bat shishit, shenichnesa l'shviit, leolam shishit. We treat an etrog bat shishit. So if the chanota was in the sixth year, once it goes into the seventh year, no matter what it is that you do, it doesn't matter. Its din is that it has an etrog of shishit. And in fact, Yasser Ravidam, Rabbi Yochanan, that etrog bat shishit shenichnesa l'shvit afil kezayit nasit kikar. I don't care whether this thing was a kezayit and basically now it's an enormous watermelon size etrog, which means that it's really 90% shmita growth. Nonetheless, chayav and alav mishum teva. It's completely a 6 year thing. Doesn't matter how much of it grew in the other one, and it's considered to be a teveles. So this is the question: whether this is simply a reversion to the shita that we had before that we follow it, baser chanota entirely, or the Rambam. Very interestingly, the Rambam paskins what appears to be a contradiction. Paskins like the Rabotenu Be'usha, and then he paskins Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. It's not a contradiction. Rabotenu Be'usha, they held that for Shvias it goes Basel Lakita. And he's coming along now, paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. They're saying that it goes Basel Chanota. All right, so there's a lot of discussions to try to answer up this Rambam. Most tend in the direction that he held that the Yochanan and Reish Lakish were only coming now to be machmir, that even though Be'etzem we go, we will follow the Rabbanan and Usha. And but Lamaisa, that's the question among the Achronim, which cases are we talking about that will be Machmirim? But when it comes to Tevel, in order not to get it confused, so we answered it min Rabbanan, whatever explanation you have. This makes, however, a big difference on Halacha Lamaisa. In other words, the Chazon Ish says that the Pashtus you can rely on Halacha, as the Rabbanan were Nimnu v'Gamru v'Usha. I mean, that's pretty stark, you know. I mean, so Nimnu v'Gamru, I mean, to worry about the Rambam sheet that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about how to learn the Rabbanan and Usha as to whether there's Chumras or Gabi Maisra on such an Esra, he says you don't really have to. But nonetheless, he says, no, people, of course, are nayak to be machmer like the Rambam and to take meiser, even though meiser were being same that it's really a shvius meiser, shvius esrei.
She teaches about the picture before.
To avoid what? To avoid the issues.
No,
nothing. Right,
so this year
is
Sragim or something. This year, kind of.
According to Rabbanan of Usha, we would go basalakita. So then, if you're gonna pick them after Rosh Hashanah, you go Basa Lakita this coming year. So then
they probably won't. Right?
No, they don't.
Yeah.
That's why. What do you think? Turn around. Ilan shechantu perotav korem tu bishvat. You have a tree. It was a chanota. It's before Tu Bishvat. And good, everybody knows already, right? Mitaser l'shana shavra. After Tu Bishvat, mitaser l'shana haba. Everything is simple, nice, clean, no esrog problems. You follow the chanota. We know what the year is, and we're happy, right? No, comes along with Machamia. Said, we're not so happy. Don't come to any jump to early conclusions. Bamed varim amurim bi'ilan sh'osah shtei brechot b'shana. This is Davka, a tree that bears two nests. So you nest? What are you talking about? Brechot, brechot. You don't mean nest. I mean, it really matters how many owls nest in your beard. I mean, it's not Davka. I mean, I'm using this borrowed term.
Just as we
can. Meaning that its fruits are harvested gradually over the years. It's like having different nests. If you have birds, you're taking the eggs from the nest. It goes on all year. We use that as a mushroom. There are those who learn that it means shtei brechot as a borrowed term for two crops. Tosis entertains that, and he says, don't think that that's the shot. Because even though we do know that we had the dual pre tree. So there are such trees, but that doesn't make sense that we would be referring to a specific case like that. That what? It has two completely different crops. It's nowadays. Take a look on Rehov Beit El and you can watch it happen.
You'll see there's oranges now, and there'll be oranges again before.
If you like, Saba Josh, instead of going mountain climbing tomorrow, you could take a ladder and climb up, take down some of those oranges.
But they're not good.
They're very fair. Good. So says Reb Nachema, this whole halacha about the chanota jazz, it's not so posh. Let me tell you, if you've got a tree that has ke'en shtei brechot b'shana, so in other words, that the picking goes across the year, so then that would be really a mess, because I mean, some people are going to pick before, some people are picking after. It depends which oranges you want. I mean, can you imagine if it didn't go b'zer chanota? Then we would have like such confusion. This ben Achodash, ben Ayosh, it's a Meiser Sheni, Meiser Oni. I mean, you could have in the same store things that are the Meiser Oni, Meiser Sheni. Would really be driven bananas on these oranges. So therefore,
these trees have two chanotas as well.
No, they have two lakitas. So we chose, says Rabbi Nechemia, we chose the chanota to be a nice time, because generally everything is nef, not together. And then it doesn't matter, you can pick it later, you can pick it earlier, and that's why we went basar chanot. But if you have an ilan where the perot are all going to be picked anyway at one time, why should we go basar chanot? Go according to the lakita, which is the time of the gemara of the pri. So over there, and don't ask me, what are you going to do about a diraisa? I mean, what are you going to choose now randomly to have your shear? What it was, we're dealing with Rabbona. And Okinami, with the diraisa we said before, Zaysim. And according to Rashi, we included over there on Avim, because we were talking about Goren. And that's Yekev as well. Those things are defined by Shlish. So they're not really a problem. The other payers are just the Rabbona, so we'll choose it like this. That's the way most of Shoshana learn. The Rambam talks about all peiros as being the equivalent of those fruit that are chayav. But 99% of the shitas and what they rely on is that the Oraisa is Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzhak, specific. It says, normally we're Kovea Lakita. Ilana, Sebrecha, Chat, say a Dekel, Zaysim, Charuvim. So over there, Afa Pishachan Tu Peiroteim, Kodem Tu Bishvat, Mitasrim L'Shana Abba. Why should we go? Go over there according to the word. Chanota, we'll go according to the Lakita.
Chanata is not is more than just the flower, right?
Yeah, it's the first appearance of the actual bud of the fruit
after pollination. Mm-hmm.
So says Rabbi Yochanan, Lamaisa Nagu Am Becharuvim Kerebi Nechemia. Charuvim are like very low class fruit; they're hard to eat and so on. In that they were relying on Rabbi Nechemia. Will go according to the Shaslaki. Esei Rishlokish Rabbi Yochanan. How can you say that? Benot Shoach Shviyit Shalem Shnia Mipnei Now, obviously, we're assuming over here that any peiros that are said, when he says charuvim, he didn't mean necessarily charuvim. He meant, I could tell you about charuvim, and same thing would be true about trees that are going to bring only one brecha b'shama. Therefore, comes along now Rish Lakish to ask, it says beferish benot shoach, which are a type of fig, which is really confusing, because normally figs are bedafka, not brecha b'shama. Figs extend over the entire kayak. Thus it says, yeah, look, I mean, we'll have to be mechalic between the various species of figs, even types of benot shoach, because in other places it says benot shoach are not considered to be kosher. You're not chayim and shviyas at all, because they never really right, but there's two different types of that. Lopash, it's a very strange Gemara, because Dafka bringing the things that you'd think would be the opposite, and the Gemara accepts it, that it's a very good kash. But this Benot Shoah, since it takes them 3 years to be Midbashel, so the Shvius of them is in the second year of Shemitah, because the Chanata took place way back. You see, what does that have to do with the Chanata? According to Nehemia, it doesn't have to do with Chanata, it's according to the Lakish. And yet it says over here that if we go according to the Chanata, on the surface, this is a pretty silly question. I mean, we were talking about Meiser. He's asking him from Shemitah. Mm-hmm. What's Shemitah have to do with Meiser? That's weird. So Ishtik, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say anything. I'm not about that claim, Rabbi Yossi Yakov. I understand. Why was he quiet? He should have said, I told you, Rabbi Nechemia. I said, Nagu, I'm Karebi Nechemia. And you're bringing me now this din of Benot Shoach, which is clearly said according to Rabbanan. I mean, did I say there wasn't a Machlokas Rabbanan Rebbe Nechemia? Vat Amritli Rabbanan. So why didn't he just tell him that? What do you mean? If he told him that, he opens himself off to even worse? So then Reish Lakish would have said to him, gotcha. Shavak Rabbanan Mavadat Karebi Nechemia. So in other words, you're made that the normative halacha should be over here like the Rabbanan. You're telling me, Nagu, I'm Karebi Nechemia. What kind of business is that? Wait, what kind of question is that? Rabbi Yochanan could have turned around and he said, did I tell you the halacha is like Rabbi Nechemia? All I said was, Nagu, I'm Karebi Nechemia. I'm reporting on the facts. And you're coming to say, well, you're paskening like Rabbi Nechemia against Rabbanan. I never said one word about paskening. What are you asking on me for? Because no. Why didn't he answer him? I'm telling you they were noyeg. And you're coming to tell me, but it's usher. The first time you saw such a thing. After the argument is usher. No, because then Reish Lakish would have come back and saying, I understand. When you report a minig that's an isser? When you report a minig that's an isser, you should be screaming about a minig that's an isser. You should be saying that Kilku Gono Nichnas bin an Oge Yisrael Vai Lepirza Gedela. Put out the signs. Paskvilim. What's going on around here? You're just accepting this. B'mokam Yisura kinagu shakinanu. But you allow people in a mokam Yisura to have minhagim that are usher. But wait a second. Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan have an obvious response to this? Which are rabbana. And you come to bring me the din of Shemitah. And you're telling me that Shemitah should be the same. Why should Shemitah be the same? If the din of Chanata on Peiros is a D'oraisa when it comes to Shviyas. So obviously, Benot Shoach, the Shemisham is in the second year if it takes 3 years to mature. All that Rabbi Nechemia said, that when it comes to Meiser, over there, we would go according to Lakita. So, well, no, the Meiser is the Rabbanu? Ela, Omar Rabbi Abba HaKohen, you know, Temahani Meshiva Resh Lakish L'tshuvas. I would be very, very surprised if Resh Lakish really asked a dumb question like that. But what do you mean you'd be surprised? Imeshiva. He did! We just said it. What do you tell me? You'd be surprised. Are you casting now aspersions on our quotes? Well, what do I mean? Ema im kibla, Rabbi Yochanan. I have a lot of doubts that Rabbi Yochanan's silence in this issue was an indication of not having what to answer. Seems to me his silence in this issue is that it's not even worth an answer. That's the chat. Im lo kibla. You're asking dumb questions. I'm going to answer you your question. You have to figure it out yourself. Maybe that's the chat.
Harurim. Daf Tesva.
And what about it? Amalei Aleph Acharov Shanim. Omer Rava Etrog Bat Shishit Shenichdesa L'Shvi'i P'tura Min HaMaaser U'P'tura Min HaBiur U'Bat Shvi'i Shenichdesa L'Shmini P'tura B'Maaser V'Chayevet B'Biur. Omer Rava, especially the safe I understand is L'Chumra, therefore has a din of Hefker. Elo Reisha P'tura Min HaBiur. Why? D'Amin HaZil Basach HaNota. So if that's the case, the Chayev B'Maaser is a 60-year fruit. Oh, Malay, very nice. So it is Chayev Maaser, no. But now it's Hefker, Yadako Mamashbishin, Bob. Atam it's Chayev Maaser. Rav Amnuna Amar, that's not called Hefker. That's called stealing. So Bat Shishit, Shirik Nas, the Shvid is indeed a Shishit. You have to take over because people want to steal, so therefore you're Potter. Ubat Shvid, that's the Shvinit, there, I agree with you. Olam Shvid. Meisei Rishim Ben Yehuda, Yimber Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Etrog bat shishit shenichneset l'shvi'it p'tura min ha-maaser p'tura min ha-biur. She'en l'chadav shechayev b'maaser n'mikin gadal b'chiyuv n'ilkat b'chiyuv. Okay, this doesn't bother Rabba very much. Ubat shvi'it shenichneset l'shvi'it p'tura min ha-maaser p'tura min ha-biur. Wow. She'en l'chadav shechayev b'biur n'mikin gadal b'shvi'it v'nilkat b'shvi'it. That's a problem going to everybody. Reisha kash Rav Amnuna. Say b'kash b'en l'rabba b'en l'Rav Amnuna. Truth is tanoi. The Tanya Amr of Yossi Abtum was a Mishuk Hamish is a Kenim, what Rabbi Gamliel had said earlier that Etroga Chalakita Tolama Aser. But Rabbi Tenonim Nubu Ushavamro, a third Shita, that Achalakita To, Bein Lama Aser, Bein Lama Shvi'it. Shvi'it. Who's talking about Shvi'it? Kisura Mechaz, Ogigatok. Etroga Chalakita Tolama Aser, Ve'achar Chanatam Shvi'it. Rabbi Tenonim Nimnu Busha. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Amri Tarvai Etrog Bat Shishit Shnichnesa L'Shvi'it LoOlam Shishit Ki Ata Rabin Am Rabbi Yochanan Etrog Bat Shishit Shnichnesa L'Shvi'it. I don't care even if in the Shishit it was only a Kezayit and now it's become a watermelon. It's still Chayav Aleh Mishum Tevel. Because it's a shishit. Tan Rabban, Ilan shechantu perotav kodem tu bishvat, mitaseh l'shana she'avra, akar tu bishvat, mitaseh l'shana haba'a, and everything is hunky-dory. Omer Rabbi Nechemia, not so fast. B'meh devorim amurim b'ilan shos ha'shtei brechot b'shana. So they wanted to make everything even. So they said, okay, it's better to go basach hanato. Shtei brechot? What's... I mean, ke'en shtei brechot b'shana, aval ilana ose brecha chat, k'kon dekalim, zetim, charuvim. So over there, afa pishachan tu peroteyem kodem tu b'shvat, over there, mitasrim l'shana ba'a, and basically we'll follow now the Lakita. Am Rebbe Yochanan, na'agua am b'charuvim, k'rabi Nechemia. Esrei Rishlakish Rebbe Yochanan, בנות שואה שביעית שלהם שנייה, מפני שעושה בשלוש השנים, אישתיק. אומר לרב אבא, הכהן לרב יוסי, הכהן, מה אישתיק? למה לי? אמינו לך, אני רב נחמיה. You come back with רבונה? משום דומה לשבק רבונה, ובאת לכם נחמיה? למה לי? I only said נהגו. What are you telling me? אתה אמרת לי, איסורה. Because then I'll say, במקום איסורה, כי נהגו משפקין לנו. But wait, I mean, Leimaleki, Amina Lecha Ana Maaser Charuvim, which is Rabbanan. You can ask me from Benot Shorach Neshvius, which is the Araisa. Elam Rababa Kohen Tibahani Imeshiva Reshlokish Lachuva. So, what do you mean Imeshiva? Hazva. I mean, I'm at Tamahani and Kibla Rabbi Yochanan this thing, or Im Loki Blah, and that's why he was Shasim.